Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1,500 podcasts. That's crazy. The topic is nutrition and the title is Nutrition Advice for Rheumatoid Arthritis. Okay, so this actually comes up more often than what people might think that I deal with. I have clients who have actually never stepped foot in a gym. I do nutritional coaching for people with various nutrition conditions, issues, whatnot. That's a huge portion of what I do. So this is something I come across very often. Typically, when talking with somebody who comes to me when they have rheumatoid arthritis issues or some type of arthritic, like pain in their hands, pain in their, you know, feet, toes, knees, just issues with movement, they're commonly under eating. And another way of kind of saying that is inconsistently eating. So they overeat some meals, then skip a meal, overeat some days, then undereat some days. Their food is just scattered, absolutely scattered. They don't exercise regularly, even though they tell me that they always want to. So that always comes up is, you know, I go for a walk on most days. I know I should work out, but da-da-da-da-da-da. And I know we're all busy, so not judging. It's just commonly what they tell me is how much they want to pursue physical exercise, but they can't because of a busy schedule or they just hurt. And what I'm going to tell you about in today's podcast is exercise isn't even what they should be focusing on. So it's like whenever I hear them trying to tell me a story of, you know, I want to exercise, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this, I listen, then I tell them, don't worry about that. And then I give them what to actually worry about. They also then are usually don't drink enough fluid throughout the day, typically don't consume enough throughout the day, so they're dehydrated throughout the day. And then if they go to PT, physical therapy, they usually say that it isn't working or not much changes or it felt a little bit better but never got better from there. PT doesn't seem to do much. And the reason why, no offense to physical therapists, they do a freaking kick-ass job. I have clients who are physical therapists and they're awesome at what they do. Insanely valuable knowledge, very important professionals to have out there in the world. It's just that the person isn't eating. If you're not eating anything, you know, and the physical therapist is trying to help you develop a healthier body, part of that is feeding the body to make the changes in the growth that the physical therapy is stimulating. So you need to eat better. That's pretty much 100% the answer. So they always want to know what they can do, but what they really need to focus on is what they eat, or more accurately, don't eat. So I want to tell you a real quick summary. You know, a person with shoulder pain, blood work issues, showing low iron. They had pain in their joints, overall fatigue. They don't track their nutrition. Maybe eat about 1,000 calories a day. Some days a little bit more, several more days, a lot less. And maybe 50 grams of protein, and most days not even that. They're very active. They enjoy some alcoholic drinks regularly, maybe five plus times a week. So that's their advice. I mean, that's their situation, is they have pain issues, rheumatoid arthritis issues. Their shoulder hurts when they move. They have a lot of things going on. But they don't eat consistently and they don't eat enough. They certainly don't eat enough protein. They're active, which is why they're busy enough that they forget to eat, and they do drink alcohol. Well, here was my advice to that person. As I said, as for rheumatoid arthritis, I work with clients for this regularly. The biggest aspect is nutrition, not movement. Because the person was telling me how they want to do a certain number of steps per day, and they're going to get into a routine of working out 3 times per week. They're buying some equipment for their home gym. So they're making all these plans for movement, but they actually need to be focusing on nutrition. So I said, along with your movement goals, keep those, they're awesome, but make sure you do the following for nutrition. And calories per day, I told them to aim for a minimum of body weight times 10. So whatever they weigh, eat 10 times that in calories, and try to do that every day as a minimum. Protein, try to eat your body weight times 0.6. It's a weird number, but I didn't make the rules. but what your body weight times 0.6, and that's how many grams of protein you should eat in a day, and that is a minimum. Liquid in ounces per day is body weight times 0.5. So half your body weight in ounces of liquid a day, and that's a minimum. I said try to avoid alcohol or certainly lessen it. Avoid high sodium foods or lessen those. Avoid or lessen dairy sugars, citrus fruits, and nightshades. And nightshades are like a classification, quote-unquote, family of vegetables and even fruits that have there's an alkaloids is a toxin that is in them. It's a small amount, so it's not going to kill you, but if you were to eat too much of it, it would be very, it'd make you very sick. it's in these fruits and vegetables that we eat, and we eat them for good reasons, you know, try to get, you know, vitamin C. You try to also get other vitamins and minerals like A, E, you know, folate, potassium, magnesium. There's a lot of good stuff in vegetables and fruit. However, this category, this family of them, it's like tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, white potatoes. You can just Google nightshades and I guess like nightshade vegetables or nightshade foods. How about that? Nightshade foods. If you Google that, you'll see a list. But that classification, that family of fruits and vegetables have that kind of alkaloid toxin in it, and that is, if people are super sensitive to it, it's going to cause rheumatoid arthritis issues, like complications. You're going to get pain in your joints, your fingers, and whatnot. So when people reduce those, I've had clients where they just simply reduced dairy, sugar, citrus fruit, and nightshades. They still drank, and they never paid attention to sodium, and they felt a lot better. However, I would absolutely recommend controlling alcohol because it has some issues with it as well. So I said, simplify your nutrition routine. Something quick and easy for breakfast. No, two or three good options for a snack, two to three good options for lunch, two to three good options for dinners. Things that you like, but you can make very quick and fast. Know those. Keep them stocked in your house, easily prepared. Use Instacart, use Amazon food delivery. Do what you need to do to have that stuff available and ready. So that way you can be more consistent with it. The person then wrote back after I gave them advice, they had time to use it. So they said, just wanted to drop you a note. I changed up my diet and started tracking again. It's been a week, really focusing on the guidance you provided, hitting my protein goal, and eating only anti-inflammatory foods and limiting my alcohol to a glass of wine with dinner on the weekends. I honestly feel amazing. No stiffness in my joints, and I'm not foggy-headed. Isn't that awesome? In one week, they got rid of the stiffness in their joints and that foggy-headed feeling. That's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. How many people are living with pains? You know, that are physical but then become emotional and mental because you don't get to do what you want to do in life. And you have to carry that pain with you all day, which wears you out. You're living with physical, emotional, and mental pains all the time. And you're really 1 week away. In 1 week, this person, they've had years of not tracking this stuff. And in 1 week, quote unquote, I honestly feel amazing. It just, like, I'm excited for that person, and then I'm just so bummed for all the people who don't do it. You're so freaking close to a better life. It drives me nuts. Just crazy pants. So if you have been struggling with joint pains, foggy headedness, rheumatoid arthritic issues, if you have low iron, well, it makes sense. Like, if you're not eating any food, you're not getting in, like, meats, you're not getting into vegetables, you're not getting in things that bring iron into your body. So, 1 week away. Oh my gosh. But that is the advice, if you have rheumatoid arthritis, that I would give to you. Is it's awesome to have, like, daily step count goals. Great. Think about working out, you know, more often. Great. But none of that is going to make any difference if your food doesn't change. Can that stuff benefit once your food has changed? Hell yeah, of course. But your food needs to change. You need to have calories per day minimum body weight times 10. Grams of protein per day minimum body weight times 0.6. Liquids in ounces per day a minimum of body weight times 0.5. Avoid alcohol, high sodium foods, dairy, sugar, citrus fruits, and nightshades. And in 1 week, you can feel amazing. Oh, I hope you do it. I hope if you're listening to this because you have rheumatoid arthritis issues and this was interesting to you, I hope you try it. I hope you do it. If you have any trouble whatsoever, that's what I'm here for. So you can hire me. For $100 a month, you can hire me. There's no contracts. Use me for a month or two, you know. Get a routine developed. Learn the answers to questions you've always wanted to learn. Learn what you didn't know that you needed to learn. And then go on your own and keep the results and the knowledge for the rest of your freaking life. I have helped people through an email. If you give me a month, just a month of your life, I guarantee I can help with a lot of issues. So, do you have to hire me? No. But if you're struggling and this advice sounds like, yeah, that sounds great, but how do I blend that into my life? Hire me, and I'll tell you how to do it, okay? I'll learn about your life, and I'll tell you where to fit it all in. But I do hope that you guys give this a try. If you have any questions, just shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I even though I get ranty from time to time, I do love helping people, and I love and feel blessed with the opportunity that I get to get into people's lives and make a difference. So if you have any questions, if you want to reach out, just want me to, you know, hear your story or be part of your story, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Awesome. Well, if you like today's podcast or our podcast in general, please consider sharing it. If you share it on social media, that reaches the most amount of people, but you can also just share it in a conversation. If you hear somebody has a question about nutrition or training, tell them that we exist. You know, send me in their question and then I'll make you a podcast. You can send them the podcast. Just let them know that it's a free service to answer any questions they have. Also, thank you to the people who financially support the podcast. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day. We want to keep it for free. So thank you to those who donate to help make that possible. You can donate on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. There's options there for a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation, even just $5 a month. It does add up and it does go a long way. I do genuinely appreciate it. Thank you. If you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.